emotional. Sometimes I do some stupid things. Sometimes I say what I should just keep inside. Sometimes I'm sad about everything. Sometimes I'm mad and break something. Sorry times 10, but you just got in the way.
Faded.
Woo.
Faded.
I think it's Jeffers' turn. Yeah, Jeffers, it's your turn to go first.
Cool. Okay, first, my first note is Faded. Love the song in all caps because I love Diana DeGarmo and she's like one of my favorite American Idol alumni, even though you don't really hear much about her. But anyway, I think this was a very brave song choice, but it was not a very good one for you because Diana DeGarmo has a ridiculous range and belting abilities, and this was just kind of a little bit messy and all over the place pitch-wise. Like, you had some good moments, but like it was kind of like how Dizzy sometimes has that intermediate range. It just kept hitting that right between your head voice and your chest voice, and your pitch fell flat very often, and there was a voice crack on like "I'm No Angel" in the second verse, and sometimes you had good tone, but sometimes it sounded kind of nasally.
Yeah.
But you had good energy though, but it was just really strained throughout. So, not a good night for you, Faded. I'm sorry.
What did you think?
Which is sad.
What did you think, Valk?
I've never heard this song before, so, like, I don't know how it's supposed to sound, but, like, I think I liked this a little more. Like, I loved the emotion you had in this. It sounded, like, really, like, kind of, like,
emotional?
Sad. Yeah, emotional. It was emotional. No, it had, like, a nice kind of, like, sad kind of, like, desperation to it. I liked it a lot. I also noted the nasalness throughout. And near the end, when you're doing a lot of the belting, like when you were holding the notes for a long time, you would like lose steam near the end of the note. I didn't like note anything pitchy or anything, like, I don't know. I guess I wasn't listening for that. Yeah, I thought this was pretty good though.
Yeah, I thought there were some really great moments in this. You, when you like sing with an open tone, like when you like really open your mouth and like sing kind of like near your head voice, you have this really beautiful quality to your voice that's incredible, and I like want you to use that more. Like I think it was on like the part leading right up to the chorus and the first verse where I noticed it the most, was very good. Yeah, but I agree, there were some parts that were really nasal, like when you closed too much. I thought you had a little too much oomph on the second verse, like it was like a little over-performy. And then I agree with like a lot of the stuff that Jeffers and Valk said, like some of your beltier notes were like you held them out and then you kind of fell off at the end, and I was like, faded. That sounded like it was a really hard song. I thought that you did a pretty good job. I liked this more than I liked more than like Jeffers and stuff. But I definitely think there was like things that you haven't done in past weeks that you did this week, but that's like not a big deal. Like everyone has an off week, so don't feel like bad about it or anything. What did you think, Amby?
I have to side more along with Jeffers on this one than with Valk and Rochellular. First of all, the vocals were too soft, especially in the beginning.
I meant to write that down.
Yeah.
They were way too soft.
They were way too soft, and the music was really overpowering you. I always refer to it as like, if you were singing at a concert, the speakers were in front of you when they should have been behind you. So we were getting the music before we were getting your voice. I always use that term, phrasing sometimes.
Interesting way of thinking about it.
It feels like the music is sitting on top of you and you're not sitting on top of the music.
Sounds sexy.
That's a little something I do sometimes. Not in a sexual way, Val. God.
Sounds sexual to me.
Oh my goodness.
Now, we're all adults.
That's what you think, Jeffers.
Yeah. Okay. I really liked your dynamics in this, but it definitely was shaky and a bit pitchy at times. And every time you sang the word feel, it was like a long feel, it went super duper nasal. And the very last, like, long feel went, like, askew, way off pitch. Like, but like with Omi's, like, even though there was some bad parts about this, there was a saving graces in it too, which was the dynamics in this for me, which they were really, really good and really strong, and you made some nice emotional achievements with it, even though note wise it was a little messy. And that's all I have to say. Don't let music sit on you.
Yeah. Be wary of that.
Make that music your bitch.
Valk, you're like so fucking ridiculous. I just can't even deal with you. It was like the best thing you could have ever said. Like, ever. Oh my god. Yay. Cookies is up next. Dun dun dun.
In a small town, and when the rain would fall down, I'd just stare out my window, dreaming of what could be, and if I end up happy, I would pray. Trying hard to reach out, but when I tried to speak out, felt like no one could hear me. Wanted to belong here, but something felt so wrong here, so I pray I could break away. I'll pray. chance, make a change, and break away. Out of the darkness and into the sun, but I won't forget the ones that I love. And I'll take a risk, take a chance, make a change, and break away. Dun dun da da, dun dun da da, dun dun da 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 da. Wanna feel the warm breeze, sleep under a palm tree, feel the rush of the ocean. Get aboard a fast train, travel on a jet plane far away, and break away. I'll spread my wings and I'll learn how to fly. I'll do what it takes till I touch the sky. And I'll make a wish, take a chance, make a change, and break away. Darkness and into the sun, but I won't forget all the ones that I love. And I'll make a risk, take a chance, make a change, and break away. Living through the hundred floors, stick around revolving doors. Maybe I'll know where they'll take me, but I gotta keep moving on. Take a chance, make a change, and break away. Break away. Break
away. Cookies. Woo.
Cookies.
Cookies.
Yum cookies.
What did you think, Valk?
I'm happy with the amount of Kelly Clarkson tonight, because she's awesome. I think this is, like, a middle-of-the-road song for me, because, like, I felt like you were holding back on the choruses. Like, you could have pushed that more and made it sound a little better than, like, it did, because it's, like, I didn't hear anything wrong with the choruses, except for it sounded like you were holding back. I liked your emotion on it. I think it was, pretty good. And your vibrato was nice in this. But, like, in the second verse, you, like, hit your microphone or something. Something happened. And I was like, what happened? Did she, like, hit her microphone and, like... I think it was the second verse. It was weird, though. I was like, whoa, what was that? And it, like, took me out of the song. And then in the second, chorus, there were, like, noticeable breaths, like, it sounded like you were, like, gasping for air. And then the, key change, you didn't hit, and your voice cracked a little on it. And, like...
Did her quality change?
Yeah. It sounded
totally
weird.
Right at the bridge.
It sounded more...
Right at the bridge.
Oh.
Like, it was so weird, because it wasn't just, like, her vocal changed, but the actual backtrack quality changed as well.
Yeah,
it was so
weird. I wonder if that was, like, a blip during mixdown or something.
I don't know.
I thought I heard a glitch in the backtrack. I don't know if it was the backtrack or what.
Yeah, there was, like, a pause or something.
Like, it was so strange. Anyway, sorry, Val, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Like, after the key change, I felt like it kind of, like, was like, this isn't so hot, but then it ended fairly quickly after that, so, yeah, this is, like, middle of the road for me. The end.
Yeah, like it was also middle of the road for me. Like there were some parts where it was too low, and I felt like you were holding back, like emotionally and on the choruses. Definitely, there was a puff at one point, which I feel like Amby's probably gonna point out. And
Actually, no, I did not note any puffs.
oh, well then, which is weird for
me.
and then I noted that weird quality change. Like I definitely didn't think you did like the worst of the night tonight, and I don't think you did bad. I just think you could have done more with this.
Yeah.
What did you think, Jeffers?
Well, my first note in both my Word document and the chat was, "Hallelujah, a potentially smart song choice." Because like everyone's been picking like really hard songs that are like difficult to sing and like out of their range. So I was hoping that this was a better choice, and in the end, I thought this was a pretty good choice. Like the tone
Yeah.
of your voice and your texture worked really well on Kelly Clarkson and Cookies. And I agree, your vibrato was really pretty in this. Yeah, just the pitch was a little low overall, especially in the verses. I think like if you pitched it up like a semitone or two, it might have been like a little bit better. And there was like occasionally a pitching note in the choruses, but like I thought this was pretty good, and it's in my opinion it was a lot better than a lot of other people tonight, so good job, Cookies.
My turn?
Yep, Amby's turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was so cute.
This was
My turn? Like
my
it was like you like peeked in the chat like hello.
I wasn't sure if everybody else had gone or not. I lost track. I need a checklist now.
I know, we all need checklists.
This was like super odd for me because like in the verse when you were singing like the normal vote notes it was fine, but then when it went low it went like super low. But then when it went to the chorus it felt like you were straining to hit the notes which I didn't understand because they should have been like right in your range. Like it sounded really struggling for me. And I don't know what was going on because it's like
Yeah.
these notes are totally in her
I wonder
range.
if she was
I
like
don't get it.
holding back because it was kind of
Yeah,
Oh,
it
I
really
think she
felt like
was
she was
sick.
like she was f really? I'm not
I
sure because
think
it
she
did
was talking
sound
about being sick.
like now that Jeffers mentioned like the holding back thing, it sounded like you were forcefully holding yourself back.
Yeah.
Like you were actually going out of your way to hold yourself back. Like, no, Cookies, don't do that. And it's like, but no, Cookies, let go. Let go. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah, and then like the bridge from the bridge with a weird quality change
Yeah, that was so weird.
to the end, and then there was some cracks from the key change slash bridge to the end as well. But like this was just super odd for me because I didn't understand what was going on because like the low notes were too low for you, and then you were straining to hit the notes in the chorus, and I was like, this is like impossible. Like there's no way that she can't hit these notes. What is going on? Oh. Rochelle's mic is falling down, falling
No, it's
down,
Jeffers. It's
falling
not me.
down.
My mic is fine.
Jeffers' mic is falling down, falling down,
Reverse.
falling down. That's the reprise of the Rochelle Yeller's mic is falling down song.
The
That's all I have to say.
reprise. All right. Lash is up last tonight.
Yay.
There he goes, my baby, walk so slow. Sexual tic-tac-toe. Yeah, I know, we both know it isn't time. No, but could you be my mind? We'll never get too far, just you, me, and the bar. Silly menage a trois. Summertimes, oh, would you be my mind? Oh, would you be my mind? Would you be my mind? Oh, baby, the light's on, but your mom's not home. I'm sick of laying down alone. Hey, with this fever, fever, yeah. My one and only, I wanna get you alone.
no, knows me all kind of fine. Ooh, a time to be my mind. Mine. Let's get inside your car, just you and the stars. Kind of menage a trois. Summer times. Oh, would you be my mind? Oh, would you be my mind?
Person of the night.
Yeah.
Ambi, you're up first, because, like, it goes back around.
I am?
Yeah, okay. And, like, since you're our guest and she's last, I figured, you know.
I started at the beginning, and then I also kind of ended it.
Yeah,
I
was, like,
really like talking, like, February from Starship.
Oh, me and Kelly, like, have a goal to watch Starship
this
week.
Oh, my God, you have to.
It's gonna be so good.
It's, like, amazing, and February is awesome. So maybe I'm not going to do the whole critique like February, though, even though I love doing it like February. Okay, so Lash, this was sexy. You would have been hot on a rock star with this, because this was a little bit, like, rock poppy. It's like, oh, girl. Your performance level, like, when you were on performance, your performance was level was, like, probably, like, a 7 or an 8. You're, like, up in, like, the quadruple millions of zillions of digits now, like, in your performance level. You're, like, through the friggin' roof. And you just do, like, these really subtle little things. And, like, your layering of, like, your background, like, your, like, background vocals and just, like, little, like, ows and stuff like that you, like, toss in there all the time. Or, like, you know how to, like, polish a song. And I love when people polish songs, like, to the max. My only thing on this was I thought that overall it was mixed a little too high, like, volume-wise.
Yeah.
And there were times when it started, like, getting to that point where it was just above or below the line of topping out as a whole. Because it wasn't like the vocals were toppy. It was the music was toppy, too. So, like, I think that if you had just, like, taken the whole file and just, like, knocked it down, like, a decibel or two, it would have been a bit better. But, yeah, overall, sexy. You rock. Wow.
Yeah, this was awesome. I do agree there was some weird, like, mic quality things, like Ambi was just talking about. That was my only note, though. Like, I love this. This was hot. Like, your energy was like, bam. Your emotion was like, bam. And I was just like, whoa, Lash, go. It was so awesome. I loved it so much. Ah, so good. What did you think, Val?
Yeah, this is how you do an Adam Lambert song. This was fantastic. Ugh. You did Adam proud.
Valk's, like, super pleased.
I'm like, I'm so happy that someone did an Adam Lambert song, Justice. Yeah, my others were, like, awesome, and, like, I was jamming to this. There was, like, a run, I think the word was, like, up, and that was, like, I loved that so much. Like, it was somewhere in the middle, I think. Like, all your runs in this were awesome. Yeah, my only note was, like, it was really close to peaking, but, like, this was, like, this is awesome. I love this so much.
Yeah, what'd you think, Jeffers?
Who's eating like an aria?
I think.
By the way, sorry, Jeffers. I was just thinking that. I was like, who's eating like an aria?
An aria. She is an adjective now.
I don't know. I just got like a little birthday package thing of like
amazing guys, like.
It's Jeffers' birthday. If you didn't know.
But like, she just came in with like a cream puff with strawberries and like I love baked goods and strawberries and chocolate covered pretzels and like. Chips. Ah, oh. Yeah. Anyway, where was I? Lash. I thought you had awesome energy, and I like the attitude you had in there. And I didn't know what this song was until Valk mentioned it. So
yeah, it's Adam. Yeah.
I thought you did a lot of justice and great job. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. We can go straight into results. I just made a gesture like zoop, but like you guys couldn't see because yeah.
Follow me this way into result land.
Yes, results land. Okay, so I don't know who won for you guys, but Lash won for me.
Lash.
Yeah.
Totes, totes.
Same here.
Woo, awesome. Okay, who is next on your list? Valk.
I had Turtle next.
Me too.
Me too.
Good job, Turtle.
Even though I don't count really that much, but still me too.
But, like, she knows, like, we've discussed the results, so she knows, like, who's getting cut. So I'm going to be like, Ambie, who's next on your list? But like, she didn't really have a say.
I didn't have a say, no.
But she knows, so she can save.
I know, but I can still save the people that I know are safe.
Yeah.
She can be a good guy tonight.
Yes, she can.
I can be the good guy. Are you a good witch or a bad witch? Tonight I'm a good witch for once in my life.
Jeff, who is next on your list?
Let's see. I have Omi next.
Me too.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Who is next on your list, Ambie?
Faded.
Me too.
OMG. Melly was next on my list.
And our lists go astray.
Uh-oh.
You.
Oh, well. Who is next on your list, Valk?
I had Cookies next.
Yeah, Cookies and Melly were, like, kind of tied for me. I couldn't decide.
Yeah, I had Melly right after Cookies. Yeah. So, yeah, I was like,
yeah.
So, the bottom three are Song, Spaz, and Dizzy. Song, we felt like you could have had more, like, energy and emotion, a little bit more. Spaz, I mean, I think you had picked a difficult song, and, like, you were sick, and it just wasn't the fullest potential. And Dizzy, you sang like in that really weird place and it wasn't mixed very well.
Puffs.
Yes, puffs. Puffs. Jeffers, would you like to save one of them?
Sure. I will save Spaz Cakes.
Nice.
Yay.
So it comes down to Song and Dizzy. And we felt that Song outshone Dizzy a little bit, so I'm sorry, Dizzy, but Songbird, you're safe, and Dizzy, you're cut. We love you, Dizzy.
You've been doing so good, Dizzy. It's one bad week.
I'm so sorry. Okay, so next week, we're going to do a pop princess challenge. So this is Jeffers' specialty.
Yeah, and the person who is most excited about this is Omi.
Omi's like, yes. Omi's the only guy left, and he's like, yes, princesses. So it's like early Britney Spears, early Christina Aguilera, like Mandy Moore. My phone's ringing.
Whoa, it had the same ringtone.
iPhones.
You'll probably send out a list.
I will. I'll send out a list of artists, so just be on the lookout for that. So I know people really want to listen, so we should, like, peace out.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Thank you for having me, you guys.
Yes. Special thanks to Ambie, our guest judge. It was very awesome having you, and it was super fun.
Yes.
And happy birthday to Jeffers.
Happy birthday, Jeffers.
Thank you.
Okay. I will see you guys next week, and I'll send out an email.
I have music.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.